Like other Nordic governments, Denmark urges citizens to store enough supplies to survive a minimum of 3 days with no access to electricity, food, or fresh water. Since the drones first appeared September 22nd, people seem to be taking the recommendations more seriously than before. A home goods store in a Copenhagen suburb. Sales associate Peter Sandell said 20-liter containers of water were going fast.
This morning, we have this, and this full.
Alejandra and Alexander snagged the last camping stove on the store's shelf. They said until now they'd half-heartedly followed the government advice on stockpiling, but the airspace incursions were a wake-up call.
We bought all the water and all that was before the drones. So now with the drones, we were like, okay.
We need to get the last stuff
exactly. That
is on the list.
It's been a jolt for Danish authorities as well, says Jakob Hallgren with the Swedish Institute of International Affairs. Sweden also went through a period like this shortly after the start of Russia's full-scale war on Ukraine, he explained, and invested a lot in renovating and expanding its network of bomb shelters. Hallgren advises the Danish government to do the same.
Living in Denmark, you might have kind of thought that you were shielded from these developments, but this is obviously no longer the case. So if they haven't, it's really high time to make sure that those shelters are repaired and that there is proper information about where you can find them.
In the meantime, Trine says she knows what she'd like to do about those disruptive drones. She joked to her policeman husband she'd like to borrow one of his weapons.
And then my daughter, she's 20, she said, "Oh, Dad, give her a bazooka."
She emphasizes she was kidding, but she hopes the Danish government does decide to shoot the drones down if they show up again.